good. It's nice to see you with teddy bears. There's more actually in the dining room. Pigs, little pigs. So, as I said last night, these guided meditations are invitations, not you must do's. So, if you find your mind is leaning in a different direction, hopefully not towards aversion or anything that's not meditation, any other meditation, that's okay. While we are practicing loving kindness, there's always the possibility, and I would say it's skillful, that if you're practicing and a very strong emotion arises that really needs your care and attention more than the loved person or the particular object of your metta, then please take some time to develop a beautiful relationship or a wholesome relationship with whatever it is that needs your care. So, in other words, the practice that we did last night of kindfulness is a kind of baseline. It's something you can go to at any time. And this will continue to build the right motivation, right mindfulness, and lead to stillness in and of itself. So you can always just be kind and make peace with whatever arises in the mind. But we will see if we can practice a little bit with a loved person. So perhaps before we start, as you're settling into your posture, into your body, you could just decide who this loved person or benefactor or friend is going to be. And it's a good time to just check in with how it feels to bring that person to mind, just briefly, and see if it makes you happy to think of that person. Or it could even be a pet. Real or imagined. You might need to have a couple of options. Sometimes our first choice doesn't feel that intuitive after all, or that helpful. It's not always the person we love the most. It could be a person who's helped you in some way or supported you to be on this retreat, someone you feel grateful towards. And there's still time to decide later on or change your mind. So just letting that go now and settling into your body. Again, allowing a sense of kindfulness. That means kind, friendly awareness to soak through your body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. Perhaps imagining your body like a sponge that just soaks in beautiful golden sunshine, or maybe you imagine loving kindness as a golden elixir, a healing balm soaking right through, relaxing any tension, giving your body permission to soften and settle down. Checking your posture, whether you need to adjust any part of your body to give you more ease, to free up your limbs, so you can sit for 40 minutes or so, comfortably and relaxed. And to help us to calm into the present moment with kindness, just giving kindness to your past. Any memories or thoughts from the past that may be arising. Just greeting them respectfully and kindly letting them go. Similarly, any thoughts or fears or expectations for the future, even the future of this meditation retreat, just recognizing these don't belong right now. Treating them kindly and putting them down. And just landing gently, softly, kindfully in this present moment. With whatever sensations you experience right now that tell you you're here, embodied. Treating your body as a friend. Looking upon your body with kindly eyes. And staying connected to any sense of well-being or pleasantness, ease in your body. Just gently bring to mind the loved person, friend, pet, you'd like to share loving kindness with for this meditation. Imagining they're sitting, perhaps right in front of you, or wherever it's comfortable. And imagine them looking at you, you looking at them with kindly, loving eyes. You may wish to recollect a time that you were together, enjoying one another's company or feeling relaxed. See if you can contact that same feeling you had in their presence. And perhaps get a sense of who this person is, their qualities, the things you really respect about them. Once you have a very clear sense of this person or being, connect with your wishes for them and start offering loving kindness from your heart to theirs with simple phrases, as though you're offering them the most sincere wishes from your heart for their own well-being, their happiness, safety and peace. And repeat silently in your mind the phrases such as, may you be happy. Staying connected to your heart, to any feelings around the chest or anywhere in the body that it's easy to be with. And just allowing the feeling to grow. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be at peace. Choosing phrases that you really feel, that capture your true intentions, your wishes for this person's well-being. Keep on repeating these phrases listening to the space in between, allowing the heart to move in the direction of loving kindness in its own time, just staying open and relaxed and enjoying this beautiful process of giving without expecting anything in return. Keeping this person close to your heart and showering them with goodwill. Just repeating the phrases clearly, consistently, gently, without any effort involved, and relaxing in those spaces between each phrase. Returning to the phrases if the mind wanders away, and refreshing the image of this person, bringing them back clearly in front of your mind, in front of your heart, and enjoying this process of giving. Allowing the metta to grow in its own time, in its own way. Happy just to give. Keep on lifting your heart up to this being, bringing up their face, perhaps seeing them happy and relaxed as they receive this loving kindness. Staying connected to your feelings, allowing them to grow. Now, gently bidding this person or this being farewell, thanking them for sharing this time, this metta together, and staying connected to any feelings in your body, in your mind, and just allowing them to start spilling over, flowing out towards everyone in this room. So each person in this room will also a very dear friend. Someone's very dear friend. Wishing all of us here happiness, safety and peace . Imagining this metta spreading once again like golden rays of sunshine or like the glow of a fire, the warmth of the fire just embracing everyone in this room. And then gently calming back to yourself. Reconnecting with your body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And just noticing how you feel now. What is the effect of this metta meditation on your body and mind, your emotional world? Do you notice a sense of ease or peace? How does that feel? Just soaking it up. And if there were any obstacles, the mind became drowsy or didn't connect, just noticing. What were the difficulties? What were the obstacles for you? Just to learn about the process, to learn about your mind, and to understand how metta works. And just ending with a feeling of gratitude towards yourself. Respecting your efforts and intentions to practice cultivating love. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I continue to grow on this beautiful, noble path. And may I realize this state of peace. Opportunity for some walking meditation. So the next hour and a half before lunch is free practice time. That means you can use it in whatever way feels nourishing for you. If you do want to try some walking meditation, then wrap up or feel the cold air on your skin and just choose a place to walk, a stretch of the path, or you can probably cross the road and go over there too into the forest. Please be careful of any oncoming cars. And just choose a path or a piece of grass where you're not going to cross with anyone else. So try and go parallel rather than across each other. I have about 10 to 15 steps. And we're just going to walk in a fairly natural way, the way you would normally walk, perhaps a little more slowly, but not forced. And you can continue to just develop kind awareness, if you wish, towards the sensations, especially in your feet and your legs, the moving parts, and allow mindfulness or kindfulness to build. Or you can also continue with the phrases, staying connected to the area around the chest, or maybe even imagining. Sometimes I have actually just stayed with the phrases and continued practicing inside myself. Other times I've imagined this person at the other end of the path that I'm sending loving kindness to, and just sending it in their direction, and then pausing, turning around, and again sending it to them. So you can be playful, really. The important thing is you stay connected to the meaning of this and to the fact that there is a recipient of your loving kindness. And for me personally, that's a real motivation to practice, because I do trust that although I'm not practicing to change them, to make them happy, they will receive the benefit. So it can be a really beautiful practice, knowing that you're serving, you're giving of yourself, and at the same time staying connected whatever is being cultivated in the heart, not looking for something, but just staying open, so that whatever arises you are able to be aware of, and it will naturally in its time grow. Does that make sense? Yeah? Good. So it's up to you. I don't know how much structure you like. I mean, if you wished, you could try the walking for 40 minutes or so, and then try the sitting again before lunch. But if you want to rest, you can also rest and rest with thoughts of loving kindness. Okay, so whatever works for you. And I'll see you back here at 2 o'clock. So when you eat also, see if you can eat with loving kindness for all the people who prepare the food and for yourself, so that you eat the right kind of food, the right quantity of food. And just nourish yourself so that you can practice well.